CourageousChristianFather.com, boldly blogging for God, being led by the Holy Spirit to help others know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. CourageousChristianFather.com.
Hi there, this is Steve with CourageousChristianFather.com, and here's another episode of the Courageous Christian Father podcast. This is a blog post that I've previously published. It's called Year of the Lord. It's the year of the Lord, just like all the past years and even the present year. That means this year and all years in the past and the future belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and not some animal or anything else like that. Jesus could come back at any moment. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Say he was come to the right this moment. We are not promised tomorrow. We may die today and not know it. Jesus could come for his church at any time too. We have two destinations, which you can check out that blog post. It's Your Final Destination. There's also a blog, audio of that too, where I presented that. Just like all the past years, it's not the year of the ox. It's not the year of the rat or the pig or the dog or even the rooster, monkey, or any other Chinese zodiac astrological sign or anything like that. It is the year of the Lord. I like what Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 13 say. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or anyone who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations to the Lord, your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. The world and everything in it belongs to Christ. We honor him and him alone. Not these 12 animals or creatures that the zodiacs do where they say it's the year of this and the year of that. Everything we do and say should reflect Jesus Christ. It's all about him. So I hope this has been good. So I hope you enjoy this version of the Courageous Christian Father podcast. I'm going to try to repurpose or add audio to existing blog posts to make more podcast episodes. So make sure you subscribe and follow on social media. Thank you and have a blessed day.